All right, Monica, go ahead and tell me your story.
Okay, there's a boy walking into a store because he's going to buy something. And he sees a box of cookies that he really wants. So he takes one from the bottom of the pile, but he doesn't know that they'll all fall down. And when he takes it out, all the boxes fall down. Then the store clerk gets really angry at him.
All right, Monica, go ahead and tell me your story here.
There's an elephant and a giraffe playing with a balloon or a ball. And then the ball falls into water. So the giraffe tries to swim out and get it, and the elephant's worried. Then the giraffe gives the elephant back her ball, and the elephant's happy. Then the giraffe gets out of the water, and the elephant won't let him have the ball.
All right, go ahead, Monica, tell me the story now.
Okay, they're standing by the pool, and it looks like they're ready to swim. And the elephant looks really excited to go in the water. So she runs across the edge of the pool. And then she slips and falls. And the giraffe is really scared. Then the lifeguard comes to help the elephant and the giraffe. And then he puts a band-aid on the elephant's knee. The elephant has to sit down on a bench and looks like she's being told that she shouldn't run on the side of the pool. And then she feels really ashamed of herself for running.
All right, go ahead and tell your story, Monica.
The elephant and the giraffe are standing by the pool again, and the giraffe has an airplane, and he's playing around with it, and the elephant looks really surprised. So the elephant grabs it away from the giraffe, and she starts to play with it. And then it falls in the water, and the elephant looks like she's kind of scared because she doesn't want the giraffe to get angry at her. And then the giraffe starts to get really mad, and the elephant's starting to get a little scared. And then the lifeguard comes, and the elephant and the giraffe look like surprised. And then the elephant's explaining to the lifeguard what happened with the plane. So the lifeguard tries to grab the plane away. And he can't get it, so the giraffe starts to cry, and the elephant looks really ashamed. But then another elephant comes, and she's got a little net. And then she scoops out the plane with her net, and it looks like they're a little relieved. And then she gives the plane back to the giraffe. And then the giraffe's really happy again, and so is the elephant.
and tell me your story.
Okay, there's two rabbits and they're playing in the sandbox and they made a sandcastle. A rabbit and a dog. And the dog's finishing making the sandcastle and the rabbit's playing with sand in a bucket. Then he dumps the sand on top of the castle, sandcastle. And the rabbit, it looks like, oh no. And the dog is sitting there. And he looks really surprised. Then the dog starts to cry and the rabbit looks like he's trying to say that, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Yes. Go ahead and tell your story, Monica.
Okay, the dog and the rabbit are, it looks like they're going to a picnic. And they sit down and the dog is eating his food and the rabbit has all this food out and he's just eating it all. And the dog continues eating and then the rabbit looks really full, like he's gonna burst. Then the rabbit starts to get really sick and the dog's just still eating. Then the dog rushes for help and she finds another rabbit. And then she pulls the other rabbit towards the rabbit that ate too much. And then she helps the rabbit that ate too much because she's a doctor. And then she takes the rabbit home. Like, she just takes him.
All right, Monica, go ahead and tell your story here.
Okay, the rabbit's walking down the road, and the dog has a carton, a wagon with a balloon in it. And then the rabbit's pointing to the balloon like he really wants it. And then he tries to untie it off of the wagon and the dog looks like he's trying to say, no, don't take it off. Then the rabbit takes it off and it flies away and the dog and the rabbit try to grab it. Then the dog gets really angry at the rabbit. And the dog's still mad, and the rabbit sees someone who's selling balloons. So he asks the person who's selling balloons if he could have a balloon. But he doesn't have any money, and the guy says that it's 5 cents for balloons. So the dog comes up and he sees the rabbit sitting there by the balloon seller. And the doctor rabbit is standing in the middle of the road and the rabbit comes to see. Then he tells the doctor that there's balloons. And she gives the balloon man money for balloons. Then the dog and the rabbit are really happy because they both have balloons.